Good morning, my friends. How are we this beautiful day? Enjoying the rain and the cooler temperatures that come with the rain. That's what I'm enjoying. Yes, absolutely that. Excellent. Well, folks, it is wonderful to be gathered in our Father's house again this morning. And boy, do we need him. You know, world's crazy. Anybody notice? And we got international politics, which is crazy. We have politics, you know, national politics, and then the state and the local, and the, and then there's the families and the work and the. Anybody need a break? Well, let's spend some time in our Father's presence now. Let's. It's one of those things where so much is about perspective in life, isn't it? You know, it's what you're looking at all the time is what you think about all the time. Well, now it's time to look at God and to spend some time in his presence and to keep him in our sights and remember who is actually in control of all of this craziness. So let us turn our hearts and our minds to him, the one who is really, truly keeping everything together. Let's begin as we remember the day that we were brought into his family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your greatness. O Lord, we come before you today and ask for so many things. But first and foremost, we pray that we would just listen. For your word is good. And your word is life. So Lord, help us to focus only on you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Because of this, we run for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake forgive all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
With all of heaven roar forever. Worship your holy name. Good morning. It was nice having the young voices join in with the worship team this morning. So thank you, guys. Good job. My name is Kevin Chegg. I'm one of the elders here at St. Mark's. The first reading is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding, on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves as a father the son he delights in. This is the word of the Lord.
Our sermon scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. At this time, I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message.
We read about a vine. Thank you. We read about a vine, and not too many of us have grapevines in our backyard, but we do have trees, okay? So let's just change that a little bit and say, remain in me, and I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit apart from the tree, right? It's got to be on the tree in order to bear fruit. I have a branch off a tree in our front yard, and you see that tree had some fruit on it. It's called an Asian pear. Now, I took the branch away from the tree. Will the fruit continue to grow? No, it won't grow anymore because it's not on the tree anymore. What about the leaves? Will they continue to grow? No, now they're going to start withering up and dying. And the branch will die because it's no longer attached to the tree. Jesus is the tree, and you and me, we're the branches. We have to stay on the tree, which is Jesus. And if we separate ourselves from that tree, what's going to happen? We die. And we can't bear fruit. What kind of fruit should we bear? Apples? No? How about oranges? We bear oranges? No, the fruit that we bear are good works. Do you know what kind of good works God wants? He wants us to tell other people about him, about his love, and about how he died to save us. And so we stay with Jesus, and he gives us his Holy Spirit so we can live and so we can bear fruit. How do we stay attached to Jesus? Can anybody tell me? What kind of glue do we use? You know what kind of glue? We use faith. We trust in Jesus, and that's what keeps us attached to him. We trust in him. We believe that because of what he did, we can go to heaven. Because of what he did, we can live forever. And so we stay attached to Jesus always. And then we can do the good things that God wants us to do, like tell other people about him so that they can go to heaven too. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Are we blessed because we're attached to Jesus? Yes, we are. And we're going to stay attached to Jesus, aren't we? We're going to stay in the Bible, always learning more and more about Jesus in Sunday school and church, so we can always grow closer and closer to Jesus. Let's pray. Will you repeat after me? Dear God, thank you very much for sending Jesus into our lives so we can be one with Jesus and Jesus be one with us. Keep us, God, always attached to Jesus. Through your name, amen.
All right, it is now time for a little worship. So all the kiddos that want to go, or as with parents' permission, follow the cross to little worship where they'll get a lesson just for them, while the rest of us open God's word for us right here and now. So I loved all the little children's voices. That is amazing. Wonderful to hear the next generation already singing God's praises. And you know, it's funny. Children have it so easy. Have you noticed this? Yeah. Latest with me, my knee hurts. Nothing severe, nothing amazing, nothing tragic, just another ache and pain that people in their 50s get. You know, I remember the days when I didn't have those kinds of aches and pains, at least not without a really good story, right? I mean, it was just one of those things where you just were like able to sail through life and do the crazy stuff and never pay a price. And don't we wish we could go back to that, right? And don't we try in as many ways as we possibly can, right? I mean, everything from massages to the right supplements and vitamins and whatever, we try so hard not to have to have the pains of, the years, right? We just would rather be restored, right? Problem is that even if you go back to being a child, though, do children think that they have it so easy? I mean, not really. They complain a lot. I remember I did, you know? Because while I don't have any aches and pains, I also don't have all the toys I want, right? I mean, you still had to take a nap. Horrible thing, the nap. I mean, the crazy stuff is that children are not like ecstatically happy all the time either. And so when we want to be restored, do we really want to be restored to childhood, or do we want to be restored to, I don't know, some perfect thing, right? I mean, some flawless existence. Wouldn't that be a much better way to go? Yeah. And we'll do all kinds of things to try to get there. In fact, we will try so hard to get there, we will wear ourselves out. You know? Do you ever like to do recreation? Like, how about you take the family to Six Flags? That'll be restful. Won't that be great? So you can stand in line for at least an hour for every 5-minute ride in the 90-degree plus heat with the kids not happy. Well, that didn't work very well. And the things we try to do, I mean, when you take your kids on vacation, it's fascinating. I was impressed with two things. Number one, the size of the vehicle I needed to get all their stuff on vacation with us, and how all that stuff was still not enough to keep them comfortable. We try so hard with all our might to have peace, to have rest, and we always fall short. And that's where we begin today's song, which is the song, Lord, I Need You. It begins with the final realization that all of my ideas are not working. And instead of looking for ourselves and our own wisdom and our own plans and our own desires and our own thoughts and solutions, all the things that we think are going to work, we instead turn to Jesus and we confess. What do we confess? Two things: who we are and who God is, right? In every church service, we have two confessions, right? First confession is we confess the truth about us. And we come to God and we say, I am not so smart. There are so many things I do not know. We go to God and we say, I am weak and unable. And we go to God and say, and I am really tired from trying. And then we confess what God says about himself. He is the provider. He is the one who knows. He is the one who knows exactly what our problems are, and he has the solutions for our problems. He actually has things that work, and he shares those things with us. And he gives us his expectations and his plan for how our lives should work. And when we adhere to those plans, most of the time, things are better, right? But God has more than just help for this life. There's a lot of people who believe that religion is like this mythical thing that helps people get through this life, and that's about all there is to it. But we know that's not really what it is. What it is, yeah, does God help us get through this life? Absolutely. But what's the ultimate goal for God? To get us to be living with him forever in heaven, right? Because this world has got full of sin, and it's a mess, and it's not perfect. Even if you do everything right, sometimes things don't work out the way we want them to. But there's a day coming. And God is focused on that day, and God wants us focused on that day. It seems like we in our lives we focus on we have days that we focus on, right? Like vacation, right? Like retirement. Like whatever day in the future is going to be when everything works out. And let me give you a hint. It's never going to happen on this planet. It's never going to be perfect on this planet. But the day is coming when we will have a new heaven and a new earth, and all the old will pass away, and things will be as they were supposed to be in the beginning, and God has established a way for us to be restored in him, and he provides for us salvation, where Jesus is our righteousness, and everything is made perfect in him. And so now we live as restored people in this world. We live anticipating heaven. And then we say, how then shall we live? And God gives us these expectations. God gives us work to do. He says, go out into the world and share this gospel that I've taught you. He says, go out into the world, and if you find somebody that doesn't have clothes, what are you supposed to do? I mean, if you find somebody who's like sick and in the hospital, what do you do? I mean, we know the things that God lays out for us to do, and we know the way that God wants us to live. And we try. and we fail. We lean on his strength because he's the one that's enough and we're the one that isn't. He's the one that's strong and we're the ones that are weak. He's the one that is perfect and we're the ones that are sinful. He's the one that has the answers and we're the one who needs the answers. And so we rely on him and we cling to him and we immerse ourselves in him. We come to church and we just spend time with him, turning our minds on him and him alone so that we can be truly refreshed and sent back out into the world to live for him. And we know that when we fail, we can fail and he will catch us. The words of the song, when we fall on Jesus. We fall on his grace and his forgiveness. Doesn't give us a reason to stop trying to live, you know, to stop doing the work that God has given us to do, to stop the struggle, to stop the fight against sin, to stop working at our disobedience and not living out the faith that God has given us. But at the same time, we know that forgiveness is ours. And the refrain of the song is so beautiful because it just reminds us that Jesus is our defense. And what that is getting at is this: on the last day, when we're standing before the Father, and he says, "Who are you and why should I let you in?" We say, "I'm a child of you. I'm your child. And I can't get in because of my own righteousness. But I have a defense. My defense is that I wear the righteousness of Jesus. That on the cross, Jesus took his perfect life and gave it to you, took your sinful life and took it upon himself. That he paid the full penalty of your sin, and that today you wear the perfect righteousness of Jesus. And so, our sure defense is that we bear his righteousness." And so as we sing the song today, remember all the ways that we need Jesus, all the temporal things, the strength that we need to forgive, the strength that we need to keep serving, the strength that we need the knowledge that we need to even know what is right and how to, you know, what decisions to make, where to go for forgiveness, and to keep our eyes eternally on eternity, the day when our rest will be complete in him. So let us sing. Oh.
Please stand as we confess our shared faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. At this time, we're going to have our prayer and care, if I can invite those who are helping out with praying for prayer and care. I know we'll have a couple up here at the rail. We have Kevin there in the back, and I believe there might be somebody else who's going to go there in the back who's with him. Stephanie, yes, excellent. And so, again, if you're not familiar, about once a quarter, we have this time of prayer and care. It's a wonderful time where there's just so much beauty, so much support in getting to pray one-on-one with somebody. Just go and say, hey, I need prayer for this. And so that's what we're doing right now. So if you have any prayers, could be prayers for your need, prayers for a friend, could be a celebration, thanksgiving to God. That's great. Come on up and meet with one of these people here and tell them what you'd like prayer for, and they will pray right there with you. And the amazing blessing that is the people of God coming together to care and support for each other. So I invite then... Let's go ahead and start the music as we do that. Thank you.
Trying to win this war, I could. this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. This broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe. Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion, we believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe.
Please stand as we continue with the general prayers of the day. Heavenly Father, we come before you today on behalf of Kevin Ross as he's seeking a heart transplant. I pray that you give him patience and strength as he waits, and I pray that he would have the opportunity to receive a new heart. Lord, I also just pray that you would be with Betty McMullen and all of the ongoing health issues that she's facing. Give her strength and wisdom at this time. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you in the aches and the pains of the body that we experience, the times where we hurt ourselves, the times where our body is failing us, the times where just living life seems to cause its stresses and strains on our body. Lord, we need you in the times where supporting this body is difficult. We find it hard to meet life's demands for meeting ends meet, making ends meet, supporting, paying all the bills that we need to do. So, Lord, we pray that you be with us in those times as well. Lord, we need you in the pains of the mind. As we're struggling with anxiety and all that is around us, as we struggle with depression, being overwhelmed, Lord, we pray that you would as well be with us in the times where we just don't know what to do. So many options and none of them seem right. Lord, we need you when we have pains in the soul. We're overwhelmed by the things that we have done. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would come and remind us how you are a God who loves us and forgives us. That though we do not deserve it, you offer us everything. And that you have set us free. Help us in the times where we struggle with temptations to sin. And help us to reject those temptations and to follow the way which you lead, the way of life. Lord, in this world with sin and brokenness, there continues to be strife and turmoil. So, Lord, we pray that there would be conversation between parties and that there would be peace that surpasses all understanding that can only come from you. All these things we pray in your Son's holy, precious name, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
Dance for Jesus.
Now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and preserve the true faith to life everlasting. Depart from his table with peace. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. Please be seated. Well, thank you again for joining us in worship this morning. At this time, I'd like to dismiss the Sunday school kids to go ahead and meet our DC Lauren Bates there in the back and get on to Sunday school. But otherwise, I don't think there's any announcements. Check your bulletin. Might be something there I'm not thinking of. But otherwise, thank you again so much for joining us. Enjoy the wetness. I am appreciative of the cooling factor that this rain has brought. I personally, I like it more in the 80s than the 90s personally, but that's just me. Anyway, again, God's blessings to you this week. Thank you. Bye.